Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond, and welcome to you, Wendy Richter.
Thank you.
Wendy, of course, is the director for Victim Services Family Crisis Support Network, and there's always needs, always, I guess, with any organization, but certainly here we're going to talk a little more about that. But to fill those needs, sometimes we have to raise money.
Right. We raise money, and one of our best fundraisers that we have is coming up here in 2 weeks.
Can you believe that? Thanksgiving is here in 2 weeks, and that means that pumpkin rolls are delivered or are ready that weekend before.
Right, the 18th and 19th this year.
Yeah. So is that a little earlier, maybe? A couple days.
Yeah,
whatever. Doesn't matter. When it's here, it's here. So I guess, you know, we sort of assume everybody knows pumpkin rolls, what they are. But occasionally there's somebody who still doesn't know, so you need to tell us what a pumpkin roll
right,
is.
Right, a pumpkin roll is... it's a dessert roll. It's a pumpkin cake that is filled with a cream cheese vanilla frosting, and they are wonderful.
Rolled up and sliced. And so then they're pretty, too. They're attractive when you put them on the plate.
Right,
them.
Yeah. Right. I think when this was all started, it was... somebody had mentioned that this was a tradition years and years ago, was a pumpkin roll, and of course I'd never heard about it, but... Now, anywhere I go and I speak and I talk about Friends of the Family and the pumpkin rolls, most people know what I'm talking about.
Most people know, yeah. And, you know, I recall actually the first time I tasted pumpkin roll, which has been quite a few years ago, but it was at Marianne Mormon's home, and I thought it was sort of like a bite of heaven. I mean, it was just, I was so impressed with that pumpkin roll. It's that blending of flavors, and it could be with nuts and without nuts.
Right, right. Yes, so when people order... If they have a nut issue, they'll let us know.
And that's really important to let us know, because after you get them, it's sort of, well, you could pick them out if you had to. But I know some people are really allergic and don't even want them close to the...
Right.
Yeah. So it is important to have people let us know that.
Right.
So how can people order pumpkin rolls?
Well, you can give us a call. We have a couple of numbers that you can reach us at, 243-6615 or 243-5123. And, you know, those are answered evenings and weekends as well. So if you think about it on a Saturday morning or Saturday afternoon, give us a call and we can take your order. Now, having said that, we are, I believe, over halfway there to filling the orders. And we have a couple individuals in other communities that have taken orders for us almost the whole time we've been making this. So I know that 50 to 60 to 70 go to Audubon, and then we have another individual in town that takes orders and gets those to us. So I'm not real sure where they are at with their numbers, so we may be a lot closer than what I think.
And the ultimate number is
400.
Yeah.
Now I say that and you're laughing because 400 is our limit, but I don't think we've ever stopped at 400.
I don't think so either.
I think it's usually 425. I think the highest we ever made was like 445 or something.
Well, let's not go there. If you're a volunteer working on this, and if you're Wendy and the staff and all the other people, let's not go quite that high. Let's say so people get your numbers in. And you do have a waiting list, just in case.
Yes,
somebody...
we do have a waiting list. And the reason we do that is because we order supplies for 400. Now, in some of those supplies, we might have enough to make maybe 4 or 5 extra. So if we have those 4 or 5 extra, and again, you know, we haven't made the 420, 430 for several years. We really strive at ending at 400 just because it's a time constraint. We start at 6 o'clock Friday morning, we end 6 o'clock Friday night, and then we start again Saturday morning at 6 o'clock. So the volunteers are burnt out.
But saying that, let's talk a little bit about being a volunteer, because some I know when I said it to somebody, they say, well, I can't make a pumpkin roll. But you don't have to make the whole thing.
No, you don't make the whole thing. Isla Studelberg has done a fabulous job with the workstations that she has set up. And you may be measuring sugar, or you might be cracking eggs, or you could be at the next station where you're pouring the...
batter?
The batter, thank you. Batter into the pan. So, yeah, you don't do the whole thing.
Right. And if you want a sit-down job, there's a few of those also.
Absolutely. We've got tying. We've got putting the... not only the ribbon, but doing the foil, doing the saran wrap. I can't praise Isla enough for how she's got it figured out.
And there are some people now who just, they want to do it because it's sort of a social event.
It is. It is. Yeah. I don't mean me, but several of them bake cookies or bring bars, and then we have coffee. And so there's mid-morning, mid-afternoon. We always have breaks, so everyone's sitting around. And it's fun. The thing is, there's 75 to 85 to 90 volunteers that come in for those 2 days, and it's amazing.
Yes. And if I think the usual time is 2 hours, but if you can't work for 2 hours, I'll work that around too.
Right. And we have some volunteers that will do two different shifts. They might come in Friday morning, and then they might come back Friday evening or Saturday morning. There's some people that work 4 hour shifts. There's some that work 12.
A few of those, yes. But it is a great project, and I think in addition to getting all of that done, you know, it feels good to be a part of that whole thing and seeing it happen. It's just a good feeling.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it smells great.
Oh, yes, that's for sure. People come in and go, oh, my goodness. So get your orders in, and if you don't already have that done, and the price is?
$12 per roll. And checks can be made out to friends of the family. That's one of the things also is prepaid orders. We like to have the orders prepaid just because we have run into some situations where rolls weren't paid for, they weren't picked up, and we had to sell those to someone else because, again, storage on 400 rolls, we don't have the room for it.
We should mention that if you pick them up on the 18th or 19th when they're being made, you can just keep them fresh for Thanksgiving, but...
Right.
You can put them in the freezer.
Right. I recommend to people to keep them frozen. We try to freeze them when we make them just because it only takes a matter of minutes for them out of the freezer to be able to cut. Plus, they're easier to cut when they're frozen.
Yeah. And you can cut off one or two if you want a little snack or cut the whole thing to serve to your guests. And so it's nice to have them, too, if you have kind of unexpected company.
And I think we decided you can get between 8 and 12 slices out of each roll. Mm-hmm. Depends on how thick you cut them.
Right, exactly. Well, of course, we mentioned that one of the reasons that all of this is going on is not just for the fun and the spirit of it, but to raise some money. And one of the things that I sometimes have questions about is people want to know what they could donate. You know, of course, money is always the right size and color. But beyond that, for items, what kind of items do you need donated?
Well, we have our needs list that I could go through, but I'm just going to touch on a few things because on our needs list, a lot of the things that we have that we need, we're full right now. So like clothing, we're not taking any adults' clothing. We do have some children's sizes that we're looking for, and I don't have those right off the top of my head. But some of the things that we need for the shelter, for the office, or even for families that we're giving out, batteries, AAA, AA, CD. We're always in need of those. And even the 9 volts, you know, we give those for like smoke detectors. Mm-hmm. So those are things that we need. Toilet paper, paper towels, those are things that we go through a lot of. Light bulbs. And again, Connie and Ruth might roll their eyes right now, but I'm trying to remember if it's if it's 60 that we need.
That's kind of a general size for lamps and that sort of thing.
Okay, that could be it. I know we were just talking about that the other day. Some of the other things that we take are some groups have started making tool kits for us. So like a screwdriver, a hammer, some nails for women when they go out into their homes. And again, I say women, we work with both men and women. But those are things that people don't automatically think that someone going into their own home needs. So the hammers, the screwdrivers, those are things.
Mm-hmm. And we need to, I guess, again, Family Crisis Support Network, Victim Services, that women and their families come to the shelter and then they come with hardly anything.
Right. And, excuse me, those are a lot of things that we help with from the clothing to suitcases. We had the Action Club helped several years ago with a suitcase drive for us, and we got so many at that time. I think we still have some up in the attic, but we put the suitcases in each bedroom. So then when a family comes in and they don't have a suitcase and they don't have any clothes, they go to our clothes closet and go through, get their clothes, and then when they're ready to leave, they have their own suitcase. You know, quilts, we're doing really good with quilts and blankets right now. We don't need any of those, but those are things too that when families come in and go out, they get to pick their own quilt.
And so many of these families are moving on to obviously different homes than they're coming from, and again, they have nothing.
Right, Exactly.
You kind of help them maybe find a place to live.
We do. We have all the resources available. Of course, we don't do it for them, but we give them what they need to be able to do it themselves, mm-hmm. and find out what resources are in the communities, whether it's here in Cass County or down in Montgomery County, and try to work with them and advocate on their behalf so they can start a new violent-free life.
Yes, move it on. And just real quickly, counties that the Victim Services here works with?
We serve Audubon, Shelby, Cass, Adair, Montgomery, and Page counties.
Okay.
Covered that's where we have territory. Outreach. I mean, of course, we have people from all over, but that's where we do our outreach.
So, pumpkin rolls, again, they can call their orders right now.
Right. Today, call. Actually, the phone's probably ringing already. Ruth and Connie are taking those orders. 243-6615 or 5123.
Okay, great. Get your order in and you will enjoy those pumpkin rolls whenever. You can eat it right away, save it for Thanksgiving, save it for Christmas, or just whenever you want a snack. So thanks so much, exactly. Wendy Richter, for coming in and visiting with us this morning, Director of Victim Services Family Crisis Support Network. Until next time, here's a thought. Everybody can be great because anybody can serve.